O alguien se equivocó al traducirlo. Y sí, te enteras ahora, a tu edad. Si no quieres que a tus hijos les pase lo mismo, apúntales a Vaughan Junior. Una manera diferente y divertida de aprender inglés. Por fin, el método que ha ayudado a miles de personas, adaptado a las necesidades de los niños. Aprenderán inglés, pero también a superarse y a esforzarse, viviendo una experiencia divertida. Y podrán ver las películas y las series en su versión original.
Infórmate en el 911335832.
Hola, soy el Intermitator y he venido a destruir a todos los que dicen que tienen un nivel intermedio en inglés. Porque lleváis toda la vida diciendo que tenéis un nivel medio y es mentira.
No te preocupes, para eso estamos los de Vaughan. Llegamos a tu rescate. ¿Quieres vencer al dichoso nivel medio? Ven a vernos, llámanos y sabrás cómo vencer al Intermitator.
Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
O'clock. My name is Julie, and here with me in the studio is absolute full house. I have a full house in here. I have Victor with me, and Maman, and Annette, and Marta, and Juan,
hello.
And Carolina is with us.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Well, I'm great too. Thanks for asking.
How are you?
Can't be bad. I'm great. Today is Friday, so I'm very happy. I'm going to make carrot cake tonight.
Really?
And I'm going to make Tarta de Santiago tonight as well, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's cool.
Because I have a family lunch tomorrow, and I promised to bring carrot cake and Tarta de Santiago, so I'm going to do that tonight.
Wow.
So I can't wait.
Who came to visit?
Nobody.
Ah,
no, we just
family?
Have a family. Family
with your boyfriend.
With my in-laws, yeah. With my hopefully soon husband.
Are you going to tell us the day you are going to marry?
The day you are going to get married.
The day you are going to get married?
Yes, or the day you are going to marry your boyfriend.
Yes.
Both, you can say it both ways. Of course, you'll be invited. You'll be invited.
That depends. That depends on Mamen.
Yeah, now this is a story. We had our little summer party in Mamen's house, and so we were joking about, you know, doing the wedding there. But there is no wedding plans just yet. So I'm just kind of talking about it.
I think somebody's walking under pressure.
Din, din, din,
I prefer
it.
I will help her if she wants to.
Don't say this twice. All right, let's start. We're going to take a look at the first and only Twitter question. I want you to transform a sentence using even. Okay, so the sentence goes like this. She likes all kinds of chocolate. She likes dark chocolate too. Okay, so I want you to take that sentence or these two sentences and make a sentence out of it with even. Okay, we're going to practice it in the question mix that we're going to start straight away, which goes like this. I don't know where I'm going to go on holiday. And you, Marta?
I don't even know where I am going to go on holiday.
But I don't know where I'm going to go on holiday. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
Or? The long version, I don't know.
I don't know where I am going on holiday.
Where I'm going to go.
Where I'm going to go on holiday.
Either. Again.
Sí. Ah, vale, no sabía.
Sí, sí.
I don't know where I am going to go on holiday either.
Very good, very good. They prefer water rather than soft drinks. Give me the sentence with instead of. Give me that sentence with instead of, Juan.
they prefer water instead of soft drinks.
Of course, they prefer water instead of soft drinks. They prefer water rather than soft drinks, or instead of, you can say it both ways. Very good. Even though they use headphones, they still hear everything around them. Okay, so even though they use headphones, they still hear everything around them. We understand the sentence, right? So they at work and there's a lot of noise around them and they use the headphones, but they still hear everything around them. Give me that sentence with in spite of.
In spite of wearing headphones.
In spite of what?
Wearing.
Wearing. Okay.
All right.
Or using.
Mm-hmm. All right. In spite of using headphones, he's still...
They
still hear everybody's...
Everything?
Everything around.
Around who?
Around him. Around them.
Around them, again.
Yeah. What did, despite...
In spite of.
No, but in spite of, yeah. I think...
Que me está cuestionando el tío a esas alturas de la vida.
I'm so sorry. My deepest apologies, teacher.
I'm joking.
Yeah. In spite of using headphones,
yes,
they still hear.
Everything.
Everything around them.
That's right. That's right. Despite, mamen.
Despite wearing headphones, they still hear everything around them.
Very good. In spite of the fact that.
In spite of the fact that having...
They use
headphones, they can hear
everything. They can still?
They can still hear everything around them.
Very good. And despite the fact, Marta.
Despite the fact they use headphones.
Again?
Despite the fact they are...
Despite the fact that...
Despite the fact that they are using, headphones, they still hear everything around them.
Very good. Has there ever been a fly in your soup, Carolina? Has there ever been a fly in your soup?
I don't ever.
No?
No.
There?
There
hasn't.
There hasn't never.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
No, there hasn't. One. Has there ever been? No, there hasn't.
There hasn't.
And the long version would be, no, there has never been
a fly in my
soup.
In my soup.
Soup. Very good. All right. She has to mop the floor because it's dirty. Juan, give me the sentence in the second conditional.
If the floor weren't dirty, she wouldn't have to mop it.
She wouldn't have to mop it. That's right. Very good. Am I mopping the floor or am I wiping the table? Marta?
You are not doing either.
Very good. What is to mop, mamen?
Fregar el suelo.
And what is to wipe?
Es pasar la valleta.
Pasar la valleta, very good. I thought it was
but
interesting.
But to mop is pasar la mopa, ¿no?
Yeah, pasar la mopa o fregar el suelo.
Sí.
But it's funny because it's the action is kind of the same because you're kind of, you know, the same. It's the same movement and it's cleaning a surface.
Hmm.
So it depends on if you do it with a mop, it's mopping. And if you do it with a piece of cloth, it's wiping.
We would say trapo on the table and for the floor.
Really?
Trapo. Pasar el trapo.
Al suelo.
Yes.
Pasar el trapo al suelo.
Yes. Pasar el trapo a la mesa.
Yeah, that, trapo. Yes. But then on the floor, that's...
Trapo.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. If I don't get carrots, I won't make a carrot cake later. Give me the sentence with unless.
Unless I... Can you repeat the...
No.
I'm sure you can.
Of course I can.
Oh my God.
If I don't get carrots, I won't make carrot cake later.
All right, unless I get carrots, I won't make a carrot cake later.
Again? The whole thing.
Right. Unless I get carrots, I won't make... Carrot cakes later.
Carrot cake.
Carrot cake, right.
Later. Very good. He couldn't fix the TV because he didn't have the right tools. He couldn't fix the TV because he didn't have the right tools. Give me the sentence with because of, Annette.
He couldn't fix the TV because he hadn't...
Because of.
Because of missing.
You're very close. Because he didn't have the right tools.
Because of... Not having right tools.
Very good. Because of not having the right tools on account of, Juan.
He couldn't fix the TV on account of not having the right tools.
Very good. You too, Carolina.
Me too, what?
Oh, you do know. Due to. So he couldn't fix the table due to?
He hasn't have.
Due to not having?
Not having the right tools.
The right tools, that's right. Very good. And when was the last time you wore a bikini in winter? Marta. I was going to ask Juan, but...
Oh, that would be funny.
Last time I wore a
When was the last time?
The last time I wore a bikini in winter was last winter.
Really?
Really.
Okay. To swim inside, not outside.
Inside, yes.
Okay, very good. And has it ever taken you 3 days to get over a headache?
No, it's never taken me 3 days to get over the headache.
Very good. So you obviously don't suffer migraines.
No, I don't suffer migraines, but I have headaches very often, let's say.
Okay. Yeah.
But not for 3 days, for like...
For like 2 days and 23 hours.
Actually, I have magic, so we will speak about
it. Okay. Is wine involved?
not yet, but...
but there might be. All right, next sentence. John went to Chicago on the 2nd. Today's the 13th, and he came back yesterday. Mamen. John. John went to Chicago on the 2nd. Today's the 13th, and he came back yesterday.
Yes. John was in Chicago for 10 days, and he was in Chicago from the 2nd to the 10th.
To the 12th. Very good. They said to me, don't stay out too late. So what did they tell me to do or not to do?
They told you not to stay out too late.
Very good. I haven't slept a lot last night. And you?
Me neither.
Very good. And are horses faster than cows?
Yes, horses are faster than cows.
What?
Horses are faster than cows.
Very good. Which means?
Which means
Do
cows...
you agree?
Yes,
you
I
know,
do.
You,
yes,
okay.
I do.
But then have you ever seen a cow run?
Yes.
They're really funny. Yes. I'm a big fan of cows.
Which means that cows are slower than horses.
Very good. Which means?
Which means that horses are... quicker.
Faster
than cows.
Which means?
That cows aren't as fast as horses.
Which means?
That horses aren't as slow as cows.
What? What?
Yeah. Horses as...
That's what I... Because she said "usn't." And I was like, what is "usn't"? It's a mixture between "are" and "wasn't." "Usn't."
Horses aren't as slow as cows.
Very good. And the next question is, have you ever seen a cow run?
Yes, I did.
Have you ever?
I have.
Very good. And are there more people working in a bank than in a newsstand?
Yes, there are.
Whole sentence?
There are more people working in a bank than in a newsstand.
Which means?
That there are fewer people working in a newsstand than in a bank.
Which means?
That there aren't as many people working in a newsstand.
And first, the affirmative one. There are more?
There are more people, but Victor said that.
No, he said fewer.
I said fewer.
Yes.
There are more people working in a bank than in a newsstand.
Very good. And now continue with the negative one.
There aren't as many people working in a newsstand as in a bank.
Very good. Which means, Marta?
There aren't as few people working in a bank than as in a newsstand.
Ah, es que alguno de vosotros siempre se lía.
It's so easy to get confused, my gosh.
It is. And how many times did you go to an Indian restaurant last year? One.
I think I went twice to an Indian restaurant last year.
Mm-hmm. And so far this year?
I haven't gone to an Indian restaurant so far this year.
We have to change that.
I think I'm going...
Tonight?
Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow night or tomorrow for lunch?
For lunch.
All right, very good. And when was the last time your autocorrect corrected haciendo to hacienda? Annette.
How often I did the mistake?
No, when was the last time you were autocorrect? So you're autocorrect on the computer, on your telephone, corrected, pues estoy haciendo la comida to estoy haciendo
yes.
la comida.
Well, it never happened.
No?
No.
No. No.
To any of you?
No. Because no.
I do the,
are you sure you wrote
how do you say,
the autocorrect?
Typing? No, the work to Hacienda, I do it with my husband.
No. But if you type a text.
Yes.
So on Word,
well,
for example.
I've never typed Hacienda.
And Haciendo?
Haciendo.
Haciendo la
bueno,
comida.
Yes.
And your autocorrect has never changed it to Hacienda?
No. In my case, no.
All right, now I'm paranoid. Because it happens to me literally all the time. In the emails, pues mientras vamos a Hacienda, and it's like, es que no quiero decir Hacienda, quiero decir Hacienda.
Did you write the H at the beginning?
Maybe you are slow.
I'm just kidding. You deserve it. You know.
Yeah. You can't see my face.
It's running a dangerous situation, yeah.
Face.
I'm so sorry, teacher.
Not impressed. I'm joking. I know I didn't write the H. Yes, I did. Of course I did. All right. Ask me how often that happens to me, Juan.
How often? How often does this happen to you?
Does what happen to me?
That your autocorrect changes haciendo to hacienda.
Very good. It happens to me about, I'd say, twice a month. Twice a month, yes. Amazing. But not only does it change to hacienda, it also writes it in capital letters.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's really, I don't know how to change
but
it.
It's many cover words. Wishes.
Exactly.
Have you ever tried with another computer?
Bueno, no aceptamos más preguntas de Víctor.
Sorry,
is type or corrector or autocorrect?
Autocorrect.
Autocorrect.
Auto.
Yes. Autocorrect. Sí, ya, pero
autocorrect.
Auto.
Autocorrect.
One word.
Yes. All right, next sentence. She doesn't like any sweets. She doesn't like chocolate chip cookies either. Mamen, give me the sentence with not even.
She doesn't like any sweets, not even chocolate cookies. Chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies. Very good. Ask me if I've been able to sit down and book a nice holiday.
Have you been able to sit and book?
To sit up, down, left,
to
right?
To sit down and book a nice holiday.
No. I've not been able to do that just yet, but I might be able to do it this weekend. The curry is so spicy that nobody can eat it. Give me the sentence with such.
The curry, it's such a hot curry. It's such a spicy curry.
Can you count curry?
No.
Okay.
It's such
spicy
curry that we couldn't even eat it.
That nobody can eat it.
That nobody could eat it.
That nobody can eat it.
That nobody can eat it.
Very good. He's such a hard-working employee that he gets a pay rise every year. Give me the sentence with so.
He's so hard-working that he gets a pay rise every year.
Very good. And would you benefit? No, who would you benefit if you had your own company, Mamen? Yourself or your employees? Pregunta del millón. Who would you benefit?
Both of them.
Both of them.
Yeah?
It's a win-win situation.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Good. Ask me when the last time I went to a wedding was.
When was the last time that you went to a wedding?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you when the last time you went to a wedding was.
Very good. Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know when was the last time. When the last time you went a wedding was.
You went to a wedding was. Again.
She wants to know when the last time you went to a wedding was.
Very good. The last time I went to a wedding was last weekend.
Oh, me too.
Me too, really?
Maybe you were in the same wedding.
No.
No.
Annette, did you want to get married when you were a child?
No, when I was a child, I never thought about
getting married. Really?
Yeah.
No, I started to think about marrying.
About marrying someone or about marriage?
When I knew my husband.
When you met your husband.
When I met my husband.
Oh,
how romantic,
nice.
Yeah. My gosh.
Oh. Very good. Marta, do you run or do you walk every day?
I walk every day.
Very good. She likes all kinds of milk. She likes oat milk too. Give me the sentence with even.
She likes.
Eh?
She likes all kinds of meals. Even
eh?
Of meals.
Of meals? No, of milk.
All right.
What, sorry, what did what? What did you just do?
I understood meal.
No. She likes all kinds of milk.
All right.
She likes oat milk too.
Right. Right. Is she like, she likes, all right, she likes all kinds of milk, even oat milk.
Very good. What is oat milk?
Porridge, no, ¿cómo se llama?
¿Almendras?
No,
leche de avena.
Leche de avena.
Sí.
Avena. Leche de avena.
No, de almendra.
A ver, cabra,
no,
avena o almendra.
Avena.
Avena.
Avena, que está mal dicho.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. I'll tell you during the break.
Okay. Bueno, a ver con qué sale. And when was the last time you... What was I thinking? When was the last time you stole something accidentally?
Oh my gosh.
It happens.
I know.
Last time I stole something accidentally was when I was 20 years old.
Oh my
20?
Gosh.
Yeah. What did you steal accidentally?
Some cassettes.
Whoops, they're in my pocket. No idea. ¿Qué pasó? All right, next one. Janine went to Melbourne on the 10th. Today is the 21st and she's still there. Or Victor.
Can you repeat it?
All right, can you repeat it or up for today?
No.
Janine went to Melbourne on the 10th. Today is the 21st and she's still there.
Janet. Janine.
I think it's the seat, because it's normally Mario who sits there. It must be the seat.
And now on the break, I'm going to change my position.
All right, so Janine went to Melbourne on the 10th. Today is the 21st, and she's still there.
All right. Janine's been in Melbourne for 11 days. Janine's been in Melbourne since the 10th.
Very good, very good. And how long has Victor been trying to convince me to teach you on Thursdays as well? Mamen. Wait, what am I asking you?
You're asking me how long Victor has been trying to convince you to give class,
to
teach English?
To teach who?
To teach us English on Thursdays too.
Very good, very good. So what does he want to know?
She wants to know how long Victor has been trying to convince you to teach us English on Tuesdays.
On
Thursdays.
On Thursdays as well.
As well.
Very good. I find it funny that you have to specify English. Like, what else would I teach you?
Cooking, yeah. Okay. The second choice.
So what is Mamen about to answer?
Mamen is about to answer how long Victor has been trying to convince you to teach us English on Thursdays too.
Very good. And the answer is, Mamen?
Once a month.
Around 1 year.
Almost.
He's been trying to convince you to teach us English on Thursdays once a week. For a year.
For a year. Very good, very good. And but what was that? Yes?
It turns out that I'm not convincing enough.
You're not convincing enough, yeah. No, let's just say my Monday to Thursday students are more convincing. And when was the last time you walked up the Castellana at 7 a.m.? When was the last time you walked up the Castellana at 7 a.m.?
Oh, I don't remember, because the last time I didn't do that.
I haven't done
it. I haven't done it.
Okay, you haven't done it. Very good. And would you buy some cotton candy if there were a cotton candy shop around the corner? Marta, am I asking you?
If you are asking me if I would buy some candy.
Cotton candy.
Cotton
candy.
If there was a... If there were...
Caramelos de peluche.
If there were...
Caramelos de peluche.
Cuánto me encanta.
candy.
Algodón de caramelo.
Pero es como, es como un peluche. Sí. Ay, me encanta.
Me too. I love it.
All right, so would you buy some cotton candy if there were a cotton candy store or shop around the corner?
If there was.
If there were, it's a condition.
I will buy many.
If there were, it's a condition. It has to be were.
Okay, okay. True. No, I wouldn't buy a cotton candy.
Any cotton candy?
Any cotton candy. If there were a cotton candy shop or cotton candy store, mm-hmm. In the corner?
Around the corner. Around the corner. Very good. And how long does a radio interview normally last, Annette?
A radio interview normally lasts mm-hmm. for no.
You don't have to say
okay,
it.
Okay, lasts half an hour.
Half an hour, very good. And have you chosen a book to read this summer yet, Mamen?
No, I haven't.
All right. And he hasn't done the shopping yet. Ask me why not.
Why hasn't he done the shopping yet?
Very good. She forgets things if she doesn't write them down. Second conditional. Marta, go.
Excuse me?
She forgets things if she doesn't write them down. Second conditional.
If she hadn't written, second conditional. If she didn't write down everything, mm-hmm. she would forget it.
She would forget things. Very good. I enjoy hanging out with my friends. And you, Carolina? I enjoy hanging out with my friends. And you?
Me too.
Very good. I don't live in Germany anymore. Ask me why not.
Why don't you live in Germany anymore?
Very good. All right. After the break, we have the 40th question mix question, and then we move on to the vocabulary. So stay tuned and don't go anywhere.
Okay, Luis, let's begin your level test. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Where will you be tomorrow at this time?
Tomorrow I will be in class.
Repeat it.
Tomorrow I will be in class.
Tomorrow I'll be in class. I'll be in okay. class.
Very good. En poco más de media hora y de forma totalmente gratuita, este alumno sabrá exactamente cuál es su nivel de inglés. ¿Y tú? ¿Todavía no sabes qué nivel de inglés ponerte en el currículo? Si estás pensando en hacer uno de los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan, te invitamos a una prueba de nivel gratuita para que lo tengas mucho más claro. Y sin ningún tipo de compromiso, infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833. Además, ahora fíñate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Sin prisa, pero sin pausa. This is the Spanish expression that I use when people ask me what they should do with their children concerning English. Sin prisa, pero sin pausa. The target date for English mastery is age 23. Children and adolescents don't need English, really, until they reach adulthood, until they finish their studies and start looking for their first job. This is usually at the age of 23. If they don't know English well at this point, they are in trouble. They have a problem, an important problem. If they don't know English well at the age of 23, when they enter the labor market, they will probably never reach a decent level, a good working level of English. So, as a mother or father, you need to make sure that your children gain a good command of English by the age of 23 at the latest. This means that when the child is born, you have 23 years to solve the problem. Are you capable of solving a problem if you have a 23-year window to solve it? I hope so. Here in Vaughan Systems, we provide kids, children, with dynamic verbal access to English starting at the age of 4. We expose the children to the native sound of the language, and we work especially hard to promote effective listening comprehension and to make the language fun and attractive for the children. Entrust your children to us, little by little, slowly but surely, sin prisa pero sin pausa. We will transform them into bilingual adolescents and prepare them for age 23. contact Vaughan Jr.
Más información sobre la línea Junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
¿Te sientes como un elefante en una cacharrería cuando te comunicas en inglés? Pues en Vaughan Town te desenvolverás con decisión y seguridad. Conseguirás fluidez en inglés en tan solo 6 días de inmersión. Piensa en inglés con Vaughan Town.
¿Qué es el inglés para tus hijos?
A los míos les encanta. Lo ven como un juego, una forma de comunicarse con sus amigos.
Pues el mío mayor se le da fatal. Mira que me pongo con él y nada. Si es que no le entran, los idiomas no son lo suyo.
La forma en la que les enseñan de pequeños les marcará toda la vida en su relación con el idioma. Por eso, en nuestro Club Junior somos muy conscientes de eso. Por eso, con nosotros, las niñas y los niños aprenden divirtiéndose. Adquieren el idioma de forma natural. Reciben una atención mucho más personalizada que la del colegio. Y, en definitiva, acaban adorando el inglés. En el Club Junior de Vaughan damos clases en grupos reducidos desde los 4 hasta los 17 años. Si realmente te importa el inglés de tus hijos, solicita más información sobre el Club Junior en grupovaughan.com. Descubre. Aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Hello and welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We are on the question mix and number 40 goes like this. Tell me to check my phone. Annette, tell me to check my phone. I don't have my phone with me, but I'm just going to pretend.
Check your phone.
Very good. What is she telling me?
She's telling you that you have to check.
She's telling you to?
She's yelling to you to check your phone.
Yes, she's telling you to check your phone. Very good. So what does she want me to do?
She wants you to check your phone.
Very good. What am I going to do?
You're going to check your phone.
Very good. What am I about to do?
You're about to check your phone.
Very good. What am I doing, Annette?
You're checking your phone.
Very good. Am I still checking my phone?
Yes, you're still checking your phone.
Have I stopped checking my phone yet?
No, you haven't stopped checking your phone yet.
Very good. Am I still checking it?
Marta? No, you are not checking it yet. You aren't
checking it
anymore. Sorry.
Yes, no, don't be. Have I stopped checking it yet?
Yes, you've already stopped checking it.
Very good. What was I doing?
You were checking your phone.
Yes, you were checking your phone. Very good. What did I do?
You checked your phone.
Very good. Very good. All this you can do with one single question. All right, there's one single action you can ask about 20 questions about. All right, por enésima vez, we're going to review list number 35 from vocabulary booklet number 5, and it goes like this. We're going to start at the bottom and work our way up. Yate.
Yach.
What? What?
Qué mala.
No.
Mamen. Qué feo.
No.
What happened? No.
What is going on?
I didn't know.
What do you mean?
Help him.
It's funny the way you pronounce it.
I know. To help him out, how do you say it? How do you say yate?
Yat.
Yat.
But it's yat. Yat?
No, but it's yat.
Yeah.
Forget about the CH.
Yeah, we don't say the CH. It's the normal way you look at it, and first of all, you're like, ¿Cómo narices se pronuncia eso? Y-A-C-H-T. How do you say it? So it's obvious that people have this doubt. I had this doubt too. When I started teaching, I was like, you know, when we practice, this ship is going from, I don't know, Hamburg to London. This airplane is going from Houston to New York. And then there was this yacht. And I always skipped it because I didn't know how to pronounce it. So yate yacht. Is yacht.
Right.
Yacht.
Yacht.
And don't really say yacht.
Let's check.
also a northern planet.
I think I heard of it, but I'm not sure. Of course, because if not, I would be...
Come on, don't you have a yacht? Or
a couple of them.
So, you should know.
Well, you know what? We can just stick to sailboat.
Thank you.
Sailboat. Forget the yacht. Sailboat.
But it sounds more exotic.
It does. It does. Yeah, I'm going to go on a holiday on my yacht.
Sounds posh.
All right, next yacht. One. El paro. El paro.
No
estar en el paro. El paro.
I really don't know.
That's not the right answer. Juan.
Qué mala
estoy hoy.
Unemployment.
You evil.
I am evil. Today I'm really evil. I don't know why. Aparecer o subir el volumen.
Aparecer is to show up.
To show up or to?
Y to turn up.
To turn up. Yeah, but you can say he turned up late. He turned up late, que vino o apareció demasiado tarde. Esforzarse.
To strive.
Very good. Codearse con.
To rub shoulders.
Con.
With.
Very good. Fusionar empresas.
To merge.
To merge. Very good. Reunir.
To meet. Reunion.
To gather. To gather.
Together.
Yes, it's like together. But it's to gather. And in the end, it's with an A. A-T-H-E-R. Declarar con pretensiones.
I don't know in Spanish. So what does it mean?
Exigir.
No. State to make a statement.
It's an appeal. No, it's like when you're in the court. But
claim.
To claim.
Claim.
To claim. To claim. And you're discussing it. To claim. Declarar con pretensiones to claim. Aconsejar o asesorar. Asesorar. Victor.
Advice.
To?
Advice.
To
advice.
No, you're not. I don't want your lips to be closed.
Advice.
Advice. Right. Very good. To advise. Advice. La edad del hielo.
Ice age.
That's right. Very good. Tormentoso.
Stormy.
Stormy. Very good. Loncha o rebanada.
Slice.
Again?
Slice.
Very good. Autoestima.
Self-esteem.
Again?
Self-esteem.
That's right. Yeah. The first time you said self-esteem, que es vapor propio. No. Self-esteem, E-S-T-E-E-M, es self-esteem, es autoestima. Curriculum vitae.
Resume.
I like that word. I CV as well.
CV.
Resume is like Ferrari for me. I really like pronouncing Ferrari and I really like pronouncing resume. This is A sound. I really like it.
You are torturing with that word to your...
Ferrari.
Your other students.
My low-level students Ferrari. Are... Yeah. Because especially Annabelle goes like, she says, to gather or to wrap shoulders. I'm like, no, it's not the rrr sound. I need you to do the rrr sound. And Ferrari is a great word to practice that the rolling R sound. All right, la política. Annette.
Politics.
Politics, very good. Cordillera o sierra?
Mountain.
Who said it? Bueno, y todos miran arriba. Venga, Marta, atrévete.
Range.
Mountain range. Pleito. One of my Spanish favorite words. Pleito o demanda?
Lawsuit.
Very good. En privado?
In private.
Very good. Inofensivo?
Harmless. Or inoffensive.
I'd say harmless. Harmless. Fiel?
I have it on the tip of my tongue.
Very good.
Fiel is to be faithful.
Faithful. Very good. Tonto?
Bueno, venga.
Where are you looking at me? Dumb.
Very good. Recorte presupuestario. Qué malos sois.
Nosotros.
Cut back.
Very good. Comparación. Very good. Apuesta, Marta.
To be.
No apostar. Apuesta.
Bet
is apuesta. And molesto.
He's
molesto. Annoying. Very good. Annoyed, if somebody is annoyed, está molesto. But if, pues yo qué sé, ese ruido es muy molesto, it's very annoying. I'm annoyed by the noise, and it's annoying. All right? Very good. Let's take a look at our bank accounts. We're going to do bank accounts, and I want to do number two from the English O'Clock book. All right? So it's fairly easy, but that means that I want crystal clear pronunciation. I want no ams, ums, or maybe. If you do say it, you know what you have to pay. How much do you have to pay?
20 euros.
No.
2 euros.
Come on, Victor, please.
No, but because we are paying more and more. So.
No, we're at 5 euros.
By the way,
what?
Where is the money? Because
I wonder.
Have you ever seen the movie The Big Lebowski?
Yes.
That was. By the way, where's the money, Lebowski?
Are you serious? Do you have?
Yes,
we
have.
A money?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A guinea pig.
She means real money, no Monopoly money.
You ask for 2 euros.
Oh, my gosh.
And then somebody had to pay 5 euros. So
exactly.
You have 5 plus 2 plus 2.
No, but nobody gave me that money.
No.
Nobody gave me that money.
The more we gave.
Yeah.
Gave you was yes. 2 euros.
Yes.
But we had 22 euros or something like that.
Yeah, but we paid the Christmas dinner with that.
Christmas dinner?
Well, Christmas Christmas drinks.
I didn't.
Yeah, because you left early.
No, you were there.
Yeah, yeah.
So we spent the money.
And you drank.
Yeah, sorry. But
so
we're going
to
make more. Exactly. We're going to make more money now because it's 5 euros per or similar. All right? So account number two from the English O'Clock book. How much money is there in account number 21? Juan, why don't you start?
There is $6,254 in account number 21.
Very good. Marta, next one.
There is.
That's what, 5 euros from Marta.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Just pay.
There is a 9,000.
That's another one. That's another. Am I wrong? I think that was another M.
We can pay only once each time. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair with it.
Yes.
Only once for it. It's good.
No. If she says only one, then she the whole class.
What are you talking about?
We can't pay 50 euros in.
Oh, watch me. Watch me. You can. Oh, and this is not money for me. I invest this money in you at some point, buying you little presents or whatever.
This
so
keeps us to.
Exactly. Because if you say, fine, I say it once, and then because I have to pay 5 euros and I can say it for the rest of the exercise, no me interesa.
Did you say maybe at the beginning?
All right, Marta. Marta, how much money is there in account number 36?
There is 9,000.
Start again.
There is 9,000. 9,875 dollars in account number 36.
Very good. The next time you put the dollars a little bit closer to the final number.
Ah, yes.
All right, $9,875 in account number 36. Very good. Mamen, yes, next one.
There is $10,653 in account number 52.
Very good, Victor.
There is $1,543.
Dollars?
Dollars in the account number 110.
83. Account number 83. Carolina, next one.
There is 119.99.
No, the previous one. In 110.
There is 1,767 dollars in account number 110.
One hundred and ten. Very good. Next one for Annette.
There is $1,999 in account number 91.
Very good. Marta, next one.
There is 8,888 dollars in account number 209.
Very good. Say it again, putting dollars closer to the final eight.
There is 888 dollars.
$88.
$88 in account number 209.
Very good. Next account number, Carolina.
There is $3,109 in account number 17.
Very good, Victor.
There is $1,830 in account number 70.
Very good, Maman.
There is $7,677 in account number 167.
167, that's right. Very good, very good. We're going to review the structure it takes, or it takes me, or it took me, or it took. Okay, So we're going to start off with it takes me, you, him, her, etc. So, Annette, ask Juan how long it takes him to wake up.
How long does it take you to wake up?
Very good.
It takes me 5 minutes to It takes me 5 minutes to wake up.
Very good. Ask Marta how long it takes her to get ready for work.
Marta, how long does it take you to get ready for work?
It takes me 1 hour to get ready for work.
Very good. Ask Carolina how long it takes her to prepare coffee.
How long does it take you?
Ain?
How long?
How long
does it take you to prepare coffee?
Very good.
It takes me 10 minutes
to
prepare coffee.
Very good. Ask Maman how long it takes her to fall asleep at night. Carolina, ask Maman how long it takes her to fall asleep at night.
How long does it take you go to sleep?
To fall asleep at night. Very good. Again. How long does it take you?
How long does it take you to fall asleep at night?
Very good.
It takes me 10 minutes to fall asleep at night.
Very good. Ask Victor how long it takes him to write a memo.
Victor, how long does it take you to write a memo?
Again?
How long does it take you to write a memo?
Very good.
It takes me 1 hour to write the memo.
Very good. Ask Annette how long it takes her to access the internet.
Annette, how long does it take you...
Again?
How long does it take you to access the internet?
Very good.
It takes me 5 minutes to access the internet.
Very good. I don't know what kind of coffee machine or internet you have. 10 minutes to make a coffee and 5 minutes to...
If you have an old computer.
Okay, all right. Then
I'm lucky because I have only 5 minutes to wait.
But that's true. People,
my daughter has to wait 1 hour.
What?
Really? And she's struggling with this computer. Now she's going to get a new one.
Okay.
But now she has to...
Yeah, she can't wait.
Se lo tiene que apañar. How do you say?
Goodbye.
Yeah, she has to get by.
Yes, she has.
Very good.
But really, long time.
So 5 minutes isn't that bad. Ask Marta how long it takes her to wash her hair.
How long does it take you to wash your hair?
It takes me 5 minutes to wash my hair. To wash my hair.
Very good. Ask Victor how long it takes him to get to work.
How long does it take you?
Again?
How long does it take you to get to work, to get ready?
No, to get to work.
To get to work.
Mm-hmm. It takes me around 45 minutes to get to work.
Very good. Ask Juan how long it takes him to go home after work.
Juan, how long does it take you to get home after work?
Very good.
It takes me 37 minutes to get back home from work.
Exactly, 37 minutes.
Yes, 37.
Very good, very good. Ask Carolina how long it takes to fly to Paris.
How long does it take you to fly to Paris?
No, ask her how long it takes...
Not her.
No.
Oh, sorry. Carolina, how long does it take to fly to Paris?
Mm-hmm.
Fly to Paris...
It takes?
It takes 2 hours.
2 hours,
kind
yeah.
Kind of, more or less.
Mm-hmm. To
fly to Paris.
Very good. It takes 2 hours to fly to Paris. Ask Annette how long it takes to drive to Bilbao.
How long does it take to drive to Bilbao?
Very good.
I suppose it takes 4 hours to drive to Bilbao.
Very good. Ask Maman how long it takes to learn a language.
How long does it take you to learn?
Not her.
How long does it take to learn a language?
Very good.
It takes a whole life to learn a language.
Very good. Ask Victor how long it takes to lose 10 kilos.
Victor, how long does it take you to...
Not him. In general.
How long does it take to lose 10 kilos?
Mm-hmm.
It takes around 6 months to lose 10 kilos.
Very good.
I would say forever.
Yeah. You really make an effort.
Ask Marta how long it takes to cook a paella.
How long does it take to cook a paella? Paella? Paella?
I say paella because me da vergüenza decir paella.
Oh, yes.
But up to you, do whatever you want.
Paella.
In fact, I've never cooked a paella, but I suppose it takes 2 hours to
at least.
Yeah, that long.
To cook a paella.
Okay. Ask Karina how long it takes to peel an orange.
How long does it take to peel an orange?
Orange, very good.
It takes 2 minutes to peel an orange.
An orange.
An orange.
Very good. Ask Juan how long it takes to pay for a house.
How long does it take?
How long?
Does it... Say that again. How long does it take to pay a house?
For a house.
Mm-hmm.
It takes at least 20 or 30 years to pay for a house.
Very good. Yes. How long? Ask Annette how long it takes to build a house.
How long does it take to build a house?
It takes 6 months, a year. If you are in South America, maybe 15 years.
You're speaking from experience. So it takes?
It takes...
6 months, for example?
6 months to build a house.
To build a house. Very good. And ask Mama how long it takes to walk a kilometer.
How long does it take to walk a kilometer?
Very good.
It takes 20 minutes to walk a kilometer.
Well, walking very slowly.
Really?
Yeah.
It takes...
10 minutes.
10 minutes yeah. to walk a kilometer.
Very good. Very good. What do you prefer? Doing took or even and not even?
Took.
Okay. Right. So we're going to do the same, but in the past. So, Mamen, ask Victor how long it took him to learn his job.
How long did it take you to learn your job?
Very good.
It took me 10 years to learn my job.
Very good. Ask Marta how long it took her to come here today.
Marta, how did it...
How long?
How long did it take you to do what?
To come here today.
Marta, how long did it take you to come here today?
Mm-hmm.
It took me an hour to come here today.
Very good. Ask Juan how long it took him to learn Spanish.
How long did it take you to learn Spanish?
I don't know. It took me 7 years to learn Spanish. I mean...
But you started speaking when you were seven?
No, but I guess that when I was seven, I mastered the rules.
Oh, okay. All right, well, yeah, true.
Well,
very good. Good answer. Ask Marta how long it took her to get her degree.
How long did it take you to get your degree?
It took me 5 years to get my degree.
Very good. Ask Karina how long it took her to find her first job.
How long?
It took her to find her first job.
How long did it take you to...
Did
it take you to get your first job?
Mm-hmm.
It took me a couple months.
To
find my first job.
To find or to get your first job. Very good. Ask Maman how long it took her to go home yesterday.
How long did you... Did it take you to get your home? To go home?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. How long did it take you get...
To
get your house last night?
To go home?
I'm sorry. Okay. How long did it take you to go home last night?
Very good.
It took me 19 minutes to go home last night.
90?
Very good. 19.
Okay. Very good. All right. Let's take a look at the next one. Mom and ask Victor how long it took him to get dressed this morning.
Victor, how long did it take you to get dressed this morning?
It took me around 15 minutes to get dressed this morning.
Oh, my God.
Very good. 15 minutes is not that much.
What? 15 minutes. It takes me 2 minutes.
Me too. Yes.
But I do it at the same time that I'm doing the coffee, listening to...
Well, you're getting dressed while you're making the coffee.
Definitely.
Okay.
I take my time.
No judgment whatsoever.
Putting the trousers on.
Exactly.
Wow, multitasker. Amar multitasker. Wow.
Ask Annette how long it took her to learn to read.
Annette, how long did it take you to learn to read?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose 1 year.
It
took me 1 year to learn to read.
Very good. And ask Maman how long it took her to furnish her house.
How long did it take you to furnish your house? Mm-hmm.
This one? I mean,
I mean
after the remodelation.
After the flood.
I think it took me 4 months. So
wow.
Yes.
Give me the full sentence.
It took me 4 months to refurnish my house.
Very good. Very
did
good.
She to had water.
Yeah. Yes. She had a broken pipe in winter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. It was amazing. It was like Venice.
Venice.
Wow. Yes.
The whole house. Yeah.
The whole garden house. Too.
What? The garden too.
No, the garden would absorb the water.
Sometimes
you can sheep.
All right, let's take a look, a very brief look, because we don't have much time, at even and not even. So he likes all kinds of meat. He likes brains, too. Give me the sentence with even.
He likes all kinds of meat, even brains.
Very good. What are brains?
Brains.
But yeah, but not
cerebros.
Ours. No.
From animals. Yes. Sheep mainly.
Yes. So you'd say in Spanish?
Sesos.
That's right. Very good. She plays all sports. She plays lacrosse too.
She plays the second?
She plays all sports. She plays lacrosse too.
Lacrosse?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
It's a sport.
Whatever.
Yeah. She plays all sports, even lacrosse.
Even lacrosse. Very good. No one, including the parents, knew where the doll was. Give me the sentence with not even.
No one knew where the dolls were.
Where the doll was?
Where the doll was. Even?
Not even.
Not even their parents.
Not even the parents. Very good. Let's take a look at the Twitter question. I said I wanted you to transform the sentence using even. She likes all kinds of chocolate. She likes dark chocolate too. What would it be? What is the transformation of the sentence?
Even dark chocolate.
Even dark chocolate.
She likes?
All kinds of chocolate.
Even dark chocolate.
Very good. She likes all kinds of chocolate, even dark chocolate. Even dark chocolate. That's right. Very good. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for joining me here in the studio. Wow. Have a fantastic afternoon and a wonderful weekend. See you tomorrow, Monday, same time, same place. Bye-bye.
Este fin de semana, ven a bailar los éxitos del momento. El mejor ambiente en Áncora Madrid. Saturday night.